You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry. Most people are still dealing with the shock and emotions from what happened a few days ago in the Orlando nightclub attack, including right here in Ann Arbor. Between that and some good news for the city, we thought we would check in with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor for an update. Good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
How has the local community reacted to the events in Orlando Sunday night?
Well, you know, like Americans everywhere, we reacted with both shock and sadness, but also resolve, so that the hatred that was demonstrated that night will not beat us.
There was a candlelight vigil Sunday night. Has that been the only one that you're aware of?
There was a candlelight vigil at the Jim Toy Center last night. There were a couple of hundred people there. It was a moving, somber, but also resolved and resolute gathering. There is tonight another event at the at Hill Auditorium, the Requiem for Orlando, with folks from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance, who will be performing Mozart's Requiem. It's going to be free. It starts at 8:00, and it's going to be, of course, in remembrance for those who we lost in Orlando.
Music is healing. That's what that's about.
That's exactly right. You know, I think the Mozart's Requiem is a very famous and moving work. Requiem is, of course, a mass for the dead, and we are going to honor those that we lost in Orlando, and I'm sure that there will be also words of resolve spoken, so that we can make sure that it doesn't happen again, and that we take from this extra strength to move forward.
Now, I saw that you were at least at the Sunday night vigil and issued a pretty lengthy statement. Can you share some of your thoughts, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, with our listeners?
Sure. Broadly speaking, I think it's important that we, like you said a little earlier, we take from this a renewed commitment to make our world a better place. That we mourn, of course, and that is appropriate and proper and unavoidable. But that we, live our lives with a renewed commitment to speak out and defeat this notion that gun-riddled America is safer. That violent extremism exists, and that we speak out and defeat bigotry in all of its forms, and that we do this through our everyday life of living with openness and pride and joy, that we defend and affirm the membership of our, the full membership of our Muslim brothers and sisters in our community, that we fight slowly and surely through everyday interactions to show that, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender folks are everyday Americans, and that the issues that that are perceived to divide us are dwarfed by the bedrock humanity that we all share.
You yourself have performed some same-sex marriages, have you not?
That's exactly right. It has been one of my true delights as mayor to perform a large number of weddings since the day of decision. A great number of them have been same-sex marriages, and they're just we can learn so much from folks who have stuck together and loved each other during, in some instances, decades of commitment and decades of discrimination, hanging together through it all. It's inspiring, and I enjoy doing it so much.
We're talking to Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor here on 89.1 WEMU. We do have something positive to talk about. Let's talk trees. The city council just approved some funding to plant more trees in the city?
That's exactly right. That is it is something good that came of yesterday, and we're just so excited about the trees that we are able to plant throughout the city. We're going to be planting over 1,000 trees this year. Ann Arbor is tree town, a tree town, and of course, tree city, and we are devoted to our street trees. We're going to be planting over 1,000. We have an urban forestry management plan that we are going to hopefully fully fund going forward, find a dedicated funding source for it. Trees are so important to improve our environment. They're so important for our quality of life, and they provide tremendous stormwater benefits, too. So it's a triple win, and I'm so glad that we'll be moving forward with more trees throughout the city.
And that begins in late fall?
I believe that's correct, absolutely.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much for having me.